Welcome to today's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
Hello, I'm Jesse. I'm reading from the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, September 21st. We will unleash American energy dominance. DeSantis pledges goal of achieving $2 gas in 2025 as Florida governor unveils energy policy in Midland. The story was written by Stuart Doreen. Highlights of the DeSantis plan. Restore American energy dominance. Unleash oil and gas exploration and development to crush inflation and support working families. Replace climate change ideology with energy dominance in all national security and foreign policy guidance. Save the American automobile. Repeal Biden's EV mandates and support Americans' right to drive the cars they want. Eliminate Biden's subsidies for electric vehicles and surtaxes on liquid fuels. Elevate evidence over ideology. Withdraw from Paris Climate Accords, Global Methane Pledge, and all net zero commitments. Eliminate ESG regulations and prohibit government accounts and pensions from using ESG. Jumpstart critical mineral and federal land development. Greenlight oil, gas, coal, uranium, and critical mineral mining and development on federal lands. Establish a critical mineral strategic reserve and reduce our reliance on China. Source, DeSantis campaign. Normally, two H&P flex rigs on a pad near Air Park Executive Airport in North Midland are a symbol of the Permian Basin might. The rigs are capable of drilling 2 miles down, turning 90 degrees, and then drilling horizontally 2.5 miles toward downtown Midland. Quote, operationally, it is technically challenging and tapping some of the best reserves in the entire country, said Kyle Hammond with Permian Deep Rock. On a hot September morning, the Twin Towers also became a backdrop for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who chose Midland to lay out his energy platform for America. Quote, as president, I will be laser-focused on reducing gas prices and energy costs, DeSantis said Wednesday. We will unleash American energy dominance as a way to stop inflation and achieve $2 gas in 2025. We need a pro-America energy policy that puts Midland over Moscow, the Marcellus over the Mullahs, and the Bakken over Beijing. We will reverse American decline by reversing Biden's America Last energy agenda, eliminating reliance on hostile nations for energy, and putting the economic interests of Americans before the radical left's ideological agenda, end quote. DeSantis is running for the Republican nomination, and Wednesday's appearance in Midland was the second of this campaign. It was an important kickoff to a campaign that has struggled to connect with a Republican electorate still favoring former President Donald Trump and still sorting out the possible contenders. On Wednesday, the Real Clear Politics average of national polls showed Trump with 58.8% of the GOP vote. DeSantis was second, the only other candidate with a double-digit percentage, 12.5%. The visit to Midland was the first of a reported 3-day tour of Texas and a chance to put his energy plan front and center. National media, including Epoch Times, Bloomberg, and others, descended on Midland to hear more about the DeSantis' plan with national price of gas at $3.87 and the average in Texas at $3.41, according to AAA Texas. Quote, So here's what's happening on January 20th, 2025. There's going to be a new sheriff in town, DeSantis said. As your president, I will restore our freedom to fuel. I will ensure that the United States of America is the dominant energy producer in the entire world, end quote. Ensuing promises included that America does not have to rely on hostile nations for its energy needs ever again. His administration will lift the Biden EV mandates and other standards. His administration will eliminate subsidies for EVs. His administration will support Americans' right to drive the cars they want. Quote, in short, we will save the traditional American automobile, DeSantis said. DeSantis added his administration will, quote, repeal Biden's Clean Power Plan, will oppose all policies that increases America's energy reliance on the Communist Party of China, and will not rely on unproven technologies that lead to blackout or succumb to unfounded mandates that burden hardworking families, end quote. DeSantis' speech and question and answer lasted about 30 minutes, which was remarkable considering the hotter-than-normal conditions for a September 20th in Midland. Those who preceded the governor thanked him for visiting America's top-producing oil patch. Quote, it is so important for our country's leaders to understand how the policies that they enact affect everyday Americans, Hammond said. Raising the price of American energy affects every single thing that we buy. Today, oil was $90 a barrel and is affecting every one of us, end quote. DeSantis stood behind a podium that stated his goal of $2 gas in 2025 and fueling American freedom. When asked if oil can be produced at a price to make $2 gasoline a reality, he said, quote, the calculations, we think we can get it close, but I definitely think we can get under $3 and toward $2. And the reality is, we're going to have a very favorable environment for this. And I think it's going to benefit consumers in a big way. But what we're doing today, announcing one of the main reasons we're doing it, is because the American people need relief at the pump. These guys could deliver that if they had the framework in place to deliver that relief, end quote. Freedom to fuel. The following is more information from Ron DeSantis' Freedom to Fuel Plan summary. Restore American energy dominance. Unleash oil and gas exploration and development, pipelines, and infrastructure on day one to crush inflation and support working families. Replace climate change ideology with energy dominance in all national security and foreign policy guidance. Greenlight American energy exports to strengthen global stability and end energy poverty. Refill strategic petroleum reserve and limit future use to emergencies. Revitalize our nuclear energy industry. Save the American automobile. Repeal Biden's EV mandates and support Americans' right to drive the cars they want. Prevent California and faceless bureaucrats from setting America's environmental standards. Eliminate Biden's subsidies for electric vehicles and surtaxes on liquid fuels. Elevate evidence over ideology. Withdraw from Paris Climate Accords, Global Methane Pledge, and all net zero commitments. Eliminate ESG regulations and prohibit government accounts and pensions from using ESG. Repeal Biden's WOTUS rule and protect our farmers and ranchers. Repeal Biden rules targeting gas stoves, furnaces, and appliances. Reform environmental permitting and end green lawfare. streamline the environmental review process for energy and infrastructure projects. Work with states to reduce time and duplication in permitting. Prevent abusive litigation by environmental groups and defund ideological activism. Jumpstart critical mineral and federal land development. Greenlight oil, gas, coal, uranium, and critical mineral mining and development on federal lands. Establish a critical mineral strategic reserve and reduce our reliance on China. Expand federal land lease sales and devolve more leasing authority to the states. Order agencies to establish forest management plans to prevent future wildfires. Build the most efficient, affordable, and reliable energy grid in the world. Repeal Biden's Clean Power Plan on day one. Repeal and oppose all policies that increase our energy sector's reliance on China. Focus agencies on advancing the most reliable energy at the cheapest cost. Defend our grid against blackouts, cyber attacks, EMPs, and natural disaster. Source, DeSantis campaign. DeSantis, West Texans, pile on Biden's energy record. The story was written by Stuart Doreen. In 2020, President Joe Biden collected 20.9% of the vote inside Midland County. The fact that he is unpopular with most voters in the traditionally Republican county does not come as a surprise to many inside Midland County. Also not a surprise was that Biden's policies were part of the conversation on Wednesday as Florida Governor Ron DeSantis pitched his energy plan at a North Midland drilling site. Mark Mata, an Odessa city councilman involved in the service industry, said increasing regulations imposed by the Biden administration are, quote, just wrecking havoc for us here in West Texas. The increasing gas prices we all face at the pumps are a direct result of the failed policies by the current administration. Unlike our current president, Governor DeSantis has come down to visit the powerhouse of America. Another member of those selected to speak before the Republican presidential candidate, Jennifer Woodall, also of Odessa, said the Biden administration has launched, quote, an all-out war on the industry that we hold so dear. Woodall says she comes from a long line of family that has toiled in the West Texas oil patch. Quote, we've always had a high fuel bill in our family, which for us would normally run about $600 per month, Woodall said. But today, we're spending well over $1,000 a month in just fuel cost. And I don't drive a diesel, I drive a mom van, end quote. The consequences of the president's so-called economic program, Bidenomics, is, quote, causing families like mine to suffer needlessly, end quote. She said under the Biden administration that America is less energy independent. Kyle Hammond with Permian Deep Rock, which hosted the event, stated, quote, Biden and his administration and the politicians that support his policies have, quote, waged war on our American energy production, while Governor DeSantis has come to visit the tall city to actually visit with the people that work inside this industry. Maybe if more politicians took the time to do that and understand what we're doing, what we're trying to accomplish, we could get out of this predicament, end quote. DeSantis also provided anti-Biden fodder for the national media that traveled to Midland to see the Florida governor roll out his energy platform. Those remarks included that Biden, quote, has made it a central goal of his administration to restrict investment, production, and transportation of reliable energy sources. Those policies have exacerbated the inflation that so many families have been laboring under for these last few years, end quote. DeSantis said the average American has lost over $2,200 in income through increased energy costs, and the average family has lost $7,400 in annual spending power due to the inflation since Joe Biden took office. He also mentioned the 59,000 jobs lost and $10 billion in economic benefits lost by canceling the Keystone XL pipeline alone. He said Biden has made American industry less competitive and that instead of relying on American innovation and the country's environmental stewardship, quote, the Biden administration has sought deals with hostile nations such as Venezuela. That is unacceptable. I will restore America's energy independence, DeSantis said. We will use our energy dominance to deny our enemies revenue. We will bankrupt their ability to threaten America, and we will help our allies become less reliant on our adversaries, end quote. DeSantis mentioned the ineffectiveness of the Inflation Reduction Act, and the president has sabotaged projects, including those that would help domestically source critical materials necessary for many of these technologies, including electric vehicles. Continuing the quote, right now, China produces 60% of the world's EV batteries, and they control 85% of the processing capacity for the rare earth metals they require. We could do something about that. Joe Biden is slamming the door to that, end quote. DeSantis spent about 30 minutes talking about policy that is different than Biden and the political left. Quote, reducing our domestic energy supply does not reduce our energy needs, DeSantis said. It just shifts our energy consumption to more expensive, less reliable, and less clean foreign sources of energy. We're going to unleash our energy sector. We're going to use our full federal and executive authority as president to simplify, expedite, and expand permitting for energy development, refining pipelines, infrastructure, and exports. We will greenlight oil and gas drilling, extraction, and transportation. Green in our administration is going to mean go. I will demand faster approvals than any president in history, end quote. Midland ISD Board greenlights YWLA athletics program. The story was written by Stuart Doreen. Midland ISD officials believe the addition of a sports program at Young Women's Leadership Academy will create new opportunities for students, strengthen the school community, develop school spirit, and enhance the overall school experience. On Tuesday, the Midland ISD board voted 6-1 to start an athletic program for the all-girls school in district partnership with Young Women's Preparatory Network. YWLA will begin University Interscholastic League competition during the 2024-25 school year in swimming, tennis, and cross-country. Volleyball and basketball will play a schedule for middle school and high school to build skill and interest, according to a district presentation. Quote, based on success and interest of volleyball and basketball, YWLA will determine capacity to enter UIL with those sports, MISD reported. MISD will provide any guidance needed, end quote. The district reported that currently 3% of the school students are participating in athletics. That percentage is expected to increase to 23%. The YWLA campus is operating at 56% functional capacity. The board approval was expected. Board member Brandon Hodges had apologized to YWLA parents for the process and the lack of communication about the move. MISD reported YWLA began communication with parents in August. He then attempted to have a committee created to determine the fate of athletes attending YWLA. That motion failed for the lack of a second. Currently, those students can't participate at their respective home campuses. Board member Katie Joyner provided the longest statement of those on the board. She reminded YWLA parents and students in the audience, the board is creating a place for students to grow into their full potential while allowing students at the comprehensive high school to compete on behalf of the school at which they are enrolled. Quote, this adjustment is supported by the Young Women's Preparatory Network, Joyner reminded YWLA students and parents. Quote, it is also in alignment with the other high schools in our district that do not play at their zone campuses. For instance, the newly formed Idea Travis High School, Coleman, and an early college high school did not and will not participate in extracurricular activities outside of their school. End quote. Joyner also brought up the closing of Washington STEM Elementary School to provide YWLA a new home, and that a, quote, very small and vocal group of parents state the district is not providing adequate facilities for YWLA and its youth sports programs, end quote. Quote, the board closed a neighborhood elementary school on the southeast side of Midland for the potential success of YWLA was not mentioned by a single parent this evening, Joyner said, and yet that hasn't been enough, end quote. Joyner said the decision comes down to choice and that YWLA parents have plenty of time to figure out the next steps for their students, something she stated the board did not afford parents of Washington STEM students. Quote, we have provided an academic year's time to the families of YWLA to consider their options for the 24-25 school year, which is not a blindsiding timeline, Joyner reminded YWLA parents. I am choosing to support your choice by supporting YWLA and its mission. It is truly an opportunity to create more, not less, athletic achievement for all of our YWLA female athletes within the district. End quote. YWLA principal Laura Doughty stated that the school's primary focus is on academic excellence, enhanced by leadership development, health and wellness, college readiness, project-based learning, and STEAM curriculum, end quote. She said the addition of an athletic program will help complement what is already taking place at YWLA, one of Midland ISD's top-performing campuses. She said the opportunity is there for increased school spirit, building community, and a sense of belonging. She envisions the possibilities of adding cheerleaders, having pep rallies, and even homecoming activities one day. Midland ISD's Executive Director of Athletics, Blake Felt, told the board the athletic department has had numerous discussions with the YWLA leadership concerning UIL entry and will work to finalize an athletics budget and steps for implementation. He said the budget will reflect the school size, classification, and anticipated participation numbers. Felt said he expects YWLA to be a Class 3A school when the UIL goes through realignment in 2024. Quote, the work for YWLA athletics has already begun, Felt said. We are ready for an exciting future, end quote. Multiple YWLA students and parents have spoken out against the creation of an athletics program.
Hi, this is Linda. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Thursday, September 21st, 2023. Happenings. What's Up with Midland by Morgan Taylor Thomas. At Centennial Park, Basin PBS Heritage Festival, September 30th, on Colorado Street. Downtown Farmers Market, new location, every Saturday. At The Destination, Open Mic Night Thursday, Friday Night Live, Vontez, Friday, Tall City Blues Fest, Saturday, Bring Your Own Blues Open Jam, September 28th, Friday Night Live, Last Child, September 29th, Dueling Pianos, September 29th. At Earth, Body and Soul, Walk-in Tarot Reading every Tuesday, Walk-in Reiki Energy Clearing every Wednesday, Annual Spiritual Life Fair, Saturday and Sunday, Kitchen Witchery, September 29th. At the Horseshoe, Texas Battle Bowl Esports and Gaming Expo, September 29th through October 1st. At Midland Community Theater, Rumors, Friday and Saturday, September 29th and 30th. At Museum of the Southwest, Septemberfest, September 29th through October 1st. At Spitz, Young and the Restless Fall Kickoff, Thursday. At the Tailgate, Party in the Permian every Thursday. Family Fun Day every Sunday. Dueling Pianos, September 29th. Modern Pop-Up Market, September 30th. At Tall City Brewing Company, Geeks Who Drink Trivia, every Tuesday. Tall City Beer Run, every Thursday. At The Venue at Live Oak, Sarah Hobbs, September 28th. At the Wagner Knoll Performing Arts Center, West Texas Winds Fall Recital, Thursday. Live on Stage, Key of G Live, Sunday. The Book of Mormon, September 27th and 28th. Three things to do in Midland this weekend, September 23rd and 24th. By Morgan Taylor Thomas. Play with clay. Join local ceramics artist Leslie Clay at the Blue Door for a cocktails and clay workshop. Enjoy a hands-on chance to mold a lifelong memory into the shape of a mug, vase, trinket tray, business card holder, and more. Each participant receives one large ball of clay, water, and a sponge, plenty of decorative tools, a work mat, apron, and professional guidance from the Queen herself. The $75 ticket can be bought at leslieclaystudio.com. Clay is spelled K-L-A-Y. Must be 21 and up. 6 to 7:30 p.m. Saturday at 4610 North Colorado, Suite D, Suite 1C. Support Calm Aquatics. The annual Big Show has returned and is said to be bigger and better than ever. Headlining this year's benefit will be Texas country singer-songwriter Bart Crow. The award-winning artist has made a name in the music industry, forging his way through the red dirt subgenre and being named one of Rolling Stone's Artists You Need to Know. As always, diving performances from the COM athletes, a mechanical bull, petting zoo, kids zone, food trucks, Texas Tap, mobile beer tap, and other festivities will be happening as well. Get tickets at bit.ly/48L02TH. Starts at 7 p.m. Saturday at 3003 North A. Learn about metaphysical healing. Once a year, the Metaphysical Life Fair comes to the Permian Basin for 2 days, full of lectures, vendors, and other learning moments for West Texas people interested in beginning or expanding their spiritual journey. Practitioners of astrology, Akashic Records, I Ching, Tarot, Palmistry, Numerology, Runes, Energy Healing, Aura Photography, and more will be on site. Learn more at bit.ly/3LRFKTJ. Tickets cost $10, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday at 6201 I-20 Business. Guy King to headline Tall City Blues Fest by Morgan Taylor Thomas. Grab your lawn chair and best dance moves because it's officially time for the blues. The 11th annual Tall City Blues Fest is happening Saturday out at the destination. For the last year, the West Texas Blues crew has been curating an evening dedicated to the twangy tunes while highlighting locally and nationally known musicians. Headlining this year's fest will be Blues Music Award nominee Guy King. By blending jazz, soul, and R&B, King creates a unique style of rhythmic sensations. Along with some surprises, King told the Reporter Telegram, he'll be playing original songs, including some from his latest album, Joy Is Coming, an autobiographical collection. My music is personal and tells a story that I'm glad to share with the people. Places I've been to, things I've seen and experienced, thoughts and feelings. This, as well as the musical interaction with my band, are things I'm excited to bring to the stage and experience live with the crowd, King said. It's been a few years since I've been to Midland, but I always had a wonderful time there. I know it's a wonderful place and a wonderful fest, and I'm excited to come from Chicago with my band to perform at the festival. One highly anticipated Lone Star band includes Leo Hull and the Texas Blues Machine. Hailing from Dallas, Hull and his rowdy bandmates have made a name for themselves in the Permian Basin, despite being out-of-towners. With a new assortment of music on the horizon, Hull said he plans to debut some of those bops at Saturday's event. He added he and his band always look forward to performing for our West Texas fan base. We will get to see a lot of our fans that we haven't seen in a while. Other performers include Ruben V, The Mighty Orc, and local crews Eddie Austin and The Review, and Never Too Young. Also on site will be a mini food truck alley, full bar, merch, and more. Guests are highly encouraged to bring lawn chairs for seating. Otherwise, you'll be on the ground. Tickets can be bought in advance at tallcitybluesfest.com/event/2023 or for a raised price at the door. The gates open at 4 p.m. and the bands start at 5 p.m. As for parking, refer to the map at bit.ly/3RP18I5. Parking in these designated spots is free. Complimentary round-trip shuttle service from the downtown DoubleTree by Hilton will also be available. At a glance, what? The 11th annual Tall City Blues Fest takes over the old lumber yard at the destination. Guests can expect food trucks, a full bar, merch, and plenty of great tunes. BYO lawn chairs. When? Gates open at 4 p.m. Bands begin playing at 5 p.m. Saturday. Where? 1705 West Industrial. How? Buy ticket in advance at tallcitybluesfest.com/event/2023 or at the door for a raised price. Schedule. 5 p.m. Never Too Young. 6 p.m. Leo Hull and the Texas Blues Machine. 7 p.m. The Mighty Orc. 8:15 p.m. Ruben V. 9:30 p.m. Guy King, headliner. 11 p.m. Eddie Austin and The Review, encore.
Here are some obituaries that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, September 21st. Frances Eileen Van Curen of Midland passed away on Monday, September 18th. A celebration of her life will be held at Golf Course Road Church of Christ on Saturday, September 23rd at 10:30 a.m. Frances was born on January 30th, 1938, in Pitcher, Oklahoma, to Arthur Walkinshaw and Mary Steele Walkinshaw. She married her husband Ray Van Curen on February 9th, 1955. In August of 1997, she moved to Midland and went to work at Odessa Regional Hospital, where she was the administrator in charge of credentialing. Frances is survived by her daughter, Cheryl Purcell, and husband Orland of Midland, son Kenneth Van Curen and wife Charisse of Midland, son Mickey Van Curen and wife Sally of Trucas, New Mexico, as well as several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. She is preceded in death by her parents, Arthur and Mary Walkinshaw, her husband Ray Van Curen, son John Van Curen, sister Deidre McCauley, brother Larry Don Walkinshaw, and brother Bill Lowry. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to Teen Challenge of Midland, GCR Building Fund, Hospice of Midland, or the charity of your choice. Arrangements are under the direction of Nellie Pickle and Welch Funeral Home and Crematory of Midland. Online condolences may be made at www.npwelch.com. Paul Dwayne Pryor, age 79, of Midland, passed away on September 14th in Midland. Funeral services will be held on Saturday, September 23rd at 1 p.m. at Seven Cities Church, burial immediately following at American Heritage Cemetery. Arrangements are entrusted to American Heritage Cemetery's Funeral Home Crematory in Midland.
This is Kim, and I am reading the Odessa American. Today's date is Thursday, September 21st. Tax rate, early payments part of long-range financial strategy. The Ector County ISD Board of Trustees Tuesday night unanimously adopted the 2023-24 tax rate, decreasing the total tax rate by slightly more than 16 cents from the previous year. That move, combined with the unanimous vote to prepay $34.4 million in existing debt, thereby eliminating $1.6 million in future interest payments, is part of the strategy to establish long-term financial stability for the school district and the community, and news release detailed. ECISD leaders have made the decision to pay down existing debt as quickly as possible, with the decision Tuesday night to prepay and refund finance more existing debt this year. ECISD will have paid down more than $68 million of debt since 2020. The amount of future interest saved through prepayments and refinancing, the finance tools that are available for bond debt service, tops $50 million. In 2012, our community overwhelmingly approved a bond proposal of $129 million, ECISD Superintendent Scott Murray said in the release. We are working to pay off that debt as quickly as possible. We believe that is the responsible thing to do for our taxpayers. We are paying off our community's debt. At the same time, the early payments and refinancing are positioning the district to tackle major repairs and plan for new schools without the need to increase ECISD total tax rate. As the state compresses the maintenance and operations tax rate for all school districts in Texas, an increase in the interest and sinking tax rate, which is one part of the district's total tax rate, brings in more revenue that can only be used to pay down existing debt. A school district's tax rate is broken into two parts, maintenance and operations, M&O, which provides funding for day-to-day operations, and interest and sinking, I&S, also known as debt service, which provides the funding for debt bond payments. The total tax rate for 2023-24 approved by the board breaks down as follows. $0.7596 for M&O. This rate is compressed down from $0.9810 last year. $0.2544 for INS. This rate is increased from $0.19692. $1.014 total tax rate. A decrease from $1.17792. Other factors to consider when looking at ECISD's long-range plan for school funding. The district still offers a full 20% optional homestead exemption on top of the state exemption. Very few school districts in Texas do this. Voters will have the chance in the November 7th election to vote to increase the state's homestead exemption from $40,000 to $100,000, and several approved Chapter 313 agreements for new businesses that have the potential to significantly increase the tax base for Ector County, and that would in turn substantially increase revenue for ECISD without increasing the tax burden on homeowners. Our schools and our community deserve a focused, responsible plan for future growth and prosperity, Murray said in the release. Paying off debt early, creating the capacity to make repairs and build new schools without increasing our total tax rate is such a plan. We have seen continuous improvement in our students' academic performance over the past several years. We have seen tremendous improvement in our ability to recruit, retain, and reward teachers. And all of that work is supported by a reasonable and responsible financial strategy that will benefit Ector County taxpayers over time. The future is indeed bright for Ector County Independent School District. Family outreach liaisons foster strong campus parent relationships. Being a parent can be tough, and navigating the sometimes complicated waters of having a child in public education makes parenting even tougher. Burnett Elementary Family Outreach Liaison Maggie Acosta knows this firsthand. I'm a Burnett parent myself, so I understand some of the things that parents may find frustrating or confusing, like finding information in Skyward. Now, in its second year, Midland ISD's family outreach liaisons serve as the connection between parents and their child's campus and even get families involved in campus life. Get them in the door. Acosta, known around Burnett as Miss Maggie, and her family came to Midland from Del Rio after her husband accepted an opportunity to work in the oil industry. She sympathizes with parents who might be confused about certain aspects of having children at MISD. such as using Skyward or managing lunches through School Cafe. A lot of our families are new to Midland, and navigating the ins and outs of their child's education can be difficult, adding that this is especially true for those families who have recently immigrated to the United States. In places like Cuba and Venezuela, parents are expected to leave their children's education entirely to the school and not take part themselves. It's a big cultural difference compared to the United States, Acosta said. She helps parents understand that not only are they welcome at campus, but they're wanted. And once we get them in the door, their lives change and campus becomes even more vibrant, Acosta said. The first link. There is no one-size-fits-all approach to family and parent engagement, said Michelle Jones, family outreach coordinator. Each campus community is different and has its own unique culture, and each family has different needs. What family liaisons and parent liaisons provide is critical. They are often the first link to contact between parents and their child's campus, Jones said, and sometimes they're the campus staff member parents who most comfortable working with at first. It's about building relationships with our families. Acosta is passionate about attendance. When she learns that a student has missed a few days at school, she'll call their parents to see if she can learn why and offer support. Sometimes the parent needs help, but is too shy or embarrassed to ask for help, she says. Many don't know that services exist that can support them, so I work to get them connected to organizations like the MISD Family Support Center, where they can get food and other necessities for free. The effectiveness of Acosta's outreach shows. Our attendance rate at Burnett is about 95%, which is excellent, said Principal Julie Barraza. Many times, all it takes is a caring person to reach out to lend a hand, and Maggie has been invaluable. Now that I've had a liaison, I don't know what I would ever do without one. Every step of the way. Jones says the goal of the family outreach program is to be impactful. Parents are a key component in student success. When they need help, we're there to support them, and we're also here to help them grow as parents. One of the big wins happens through the Family Leadership Institute, FLI, where liaisons work with families at their campus on setting goals for their children and the entire family. A common goal is wanting their child to graduate from high school, which for many of our families is a major accomplishment because their child would be the first to do so, Acosta said. During FLI, liaisons guide parents in creating a plan and exploring behaviors that sabotage success. Acosta says success won't happen overnight, nor on its own. They have to be involved every step of the way, and we're here to walk this journey with them. Chamber to host annual awards banquet. The Odessa Chamber of Commerce will present the annual banquet and awards event at 6 p.m. September 21st at the Odessa Marriott Hotel and Conference Center, 305 East 5th Street. Tickets start at $100 per person. For more information or to purchase tickets, visit tinyurl.com/YCKVUHT5. ECISD captures two excellent awards from MASBA. Ector County ISD won two Recognition of Excellence Awards Friday from the Mexican American School Board Association, MASBA, for outstanding achievements and best practices as a leader in public education. The awards were announced during the MASBA's annual conference held in San Antonio. ECISD earned MASBA's Outstanding Workforce Development Initiative for the creation of a series of talent development pipelines for teachers and principals. Programs like Odessa Pathway to Teaching, Opportunity Culture with its teacher leaders, and Paid Teacher Residencies, Para to Teacher, and Future Teachers of Odessa for high school students. ECISD has reduced teacher vacancies from more than 350 in 2019 to 40 now, and improved the district's accountability rating from a C to a B. EASY-ISD also won distinction for Outstanding English Language Learner Initiative for the Global Leadership Academy at Odessa High School. This program is intended to empower, support, and help our emergent bilingual students connect and foster a strong sense of belonging. Students engaged and took leadership ownership of the Global Leadership Academy, establishing a school organization with a student board that acts as advocates for emergent bilingual students. The Global Leadership Academy has positively impacted attendance, behavior, graduation rate, and post-secondary achievement for those students participating in the organization, a press release said. Superintendent Dr. Scott Murray and trustees Chris Stanley, Delma Abelos, and Tammy Hawkins attended. In addition, artwork from EASY-ISD students Genesis Carbajal and Flor Ayaya are displayed at the conference. In 2022, EASY-ISD won MASBA's Outstanding School District Award. These awards are a testament to the really innovative, effective work being done by the members of Team EASY-ISD, Murray said in the release. I am incredibly proud to serve alongside these dedicated educators. MASBA is a voluntary, nonprofit, statewide education association that has served local Texas school boards since 1970. MASBA is focused on closing achievement gaps in Texas public school. Trustees approve tax rate. The Ector County ISD Board of Trustees approved an ordinance to set the total tax rate at $1.014 per $100 valuation during their meeting Tuesday night. That includes $0.7596 per $100 valuation for maintenance and operations and $0.2544 per $100 valuation for payment of principal and interest on debt. The total tax rate was $1.17 per $100 valuation. Chief Financial Officer Deborah Otmers said the debt service rate is about 6 cents higher than last year. The district has a 20% homestead exemption. Businessman Jeff Russell said tax decreases from the state have gone to increase the debt service rate and not back to the homeowners. Russell said it sounds good, but taxpayers have been overcharged at a time when the legislature sought to reduce taxes. When I look at the rates, to go back to 2019-2020, we haven't issued any additional rate, but our INS rate has gone up almost 2.5 times, Russell said. He encouraged the board to true up the debt service rate and let everyone know what the bond issue was going to cost local taxpayers. The board has called a 3-proposition bond for $436,109,000 that will not require an increase in the district's total tax rate, a news release detailed. Trustees approved a resolution for the defeasance and redemption of a portion of the following bonds, totaling $34,435,000 for a savings of $6,134,250 in future interest costs, supplemental agenda material said. It includes unlimited tax school building bonds, Series 2013. Principal to be prepaid is $12,290,000 for a savings of $3,020,250. Unlimited tax refunding bonds, Series 2016. Principal to be prepaid is $13,370,000 for a savings of $1,011,000. Unlimited tax refunding bonds, Series 2020A, principal to be prepaid is $8,775,000 for a savings of $2,106,000. Defeasance is a process borrowers can use to retire a bond early, according to the loan-based website. The increase in the debt service rate will allow the district to pay off its debt sooner and save interest, Otmer said. You can only pay off callable bonds, she added, when you have the opportunity to save some interest, it's a good idea. Otmar said the state is making up the difference in maintenance and operations. There is a state constitutional amendment on the November 7th ballot that will increase the homestead exemption from $40,000 to $100,000. If it passes, Otmar said, it could save the average homeowner $506 a year. Otmar said ECISD has about $134 million in outstanding debt a year ago. The tax rate will help bring that down to $83.5 million in total principal and interest at the end of this year. Superintendent Scott Murray said what's being sent to taxpayers is a little over 16 cents decrease in the tax rate. This is due to tax compression passed by the Texas legislature. In his opening comments, Murray congratulated his district team for earning two more awards, these given by the Mexican American School Board Association this past weekend. One of the awards is for Outstanding Workforce Development Initiative for Talent Development Pipelines, and the second for English Language Learner Initiatives, specifically the Emergent Bilingual Global Leadership Program. Additionally, two ECISD students were selected to have artwork on display at the conference in San Antonio. In public comment, three students who are part of the FFA program, Luis Perez, Alana Castillo, and Evan Anderson, spoke to the board about their experience in the program, the impact of FFA, and the use of the ag farm facilities. They spoke of the wide range of agricultural science pathways that offer career opportunities for them and how involvement in the organization helps with their social leadership and public speaking skills. Christina Butler, FFA sponsor, thanked the school board for allowing the kids to address them. Trustees reviewed a presentation of spring 2023 panorama data for school connectedness. School connectedness is the belief held by students that adults and peers in the school care about their learning as well as about them as individuals. It is one of the district's indicators of success in the strategic plan. More than 20,000 students in grades 3 through 12 across 38 schools took this survey last spring. They take the survey twice each year. Connectedness percentages are higher among elementary students than middle school and high school kids. Overall, ECISD's connectedness declined from 59% to 51%, and the work is now to understand the reasons for the students' responses and help schools build a sense of belonging with students. Trustees discussed 2023 College Career and Military Readiness CCMR results. Board goal number 3 sets a CCMR goal of 65% by May 2024. However, ECISD hit that target in May 2022 and is now pushing beyond that. ECISD's new CCMR score is up 8 percentage points to 73%. The state has specific guidelines that define college-ready, career-ready, and military-ready. 1 year ago, a CCMR score of 60 was an A. This year, the standard has been increased to 88%. Due to that, ECISD's improved CCMR score of 73% projects to be a C. After a closed session, trustees voted 7-0 to uphold the Level 2 grievance decision. November 7th, ECISD bond propositions. Proposition A, $424,263,000. New Career and Technical Education Center to be located in South Odessa, Ector County. New Middle School to be located in West Ector County. District-wide maintenance and repairs. Transportation Department. Bus purchases and a new transportation facility. Technology Department, replacement of district phone system, PA, bell, clock, fire alarm system replacements, security camera refresh, classroom interactive flat panels, large group instruction area audiovisual equipment, Fine Arts Department, complete renovation of the Permian High School auditorium, replace outdated instruments, performance risers for all middle school choirs, classroom instruments for middle elementary campuses, uniforms for middle school bands and mariachi, JROTC facility needs. Transition Learning Center, complete replacement of facility for students with special needs learning to transition from school to the workforce. Agriculture Farm, complete replacement of classroom buildings and barns. Athletics, LED lighting at the Odessa High School baseball and tennis stadiums. LED lighting at the Permian High School baseball stadium. Resurfacing of tennis stadiums at all middle schools. Replacement of indoor bleachers in main gyms of all middle schools. Land purchase for new CTE center and new middle school. Proposition B, $8,096,000. Ratliff Stadium, concrete overlay of bleachers, update restrooms, LED lighting for stadium parking lot, LED lighting at track field venue, air conditioning, heating for south building locker rooms, replace one grass field with artificial turf, also includes any major maintenance needs at the stadium complex identified as facilities assessment report. Proposition C, $3,750,000. New indoor practice facility for Odessa High School. New artificial turf for existing indoor practice facility at Permian High School. According to the law, these indoor practice facilities must be separate bond proposals for voters to consider.
We've been reading from the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. Please stay tuned for the weather, followed by the second hour's reading of the newspapers.